Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We were talking about that eviction ban vote last night, and one of the consequences of it is that the Green Party TD Nasa Harrigan has been suspended for 15 months and removed from her committee roles after voting against the government. The government ultimately won the motion by 83 votes to 68, but it now also faces a Labour Party no confidence motion over the same issue next week. I'm joined now by Gabby Agata-Fitzgaitha, political reporter with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Gabby.
Morning, Claire.
So first on Nasa Harrigan, the Green Party said that it will be open to her to apply for readmission after the 15 months has lapsed. Do you think that will happen, that she will want to go back in?
Yeah, look, it's hard to say at this point, but, you know, I think if Nasa Harrigan wanted to leave the Green Party, she would have already done so. I think what she's shown is that she's very much part of the Green Party, but she's also her own voice, and she's not afraid to come out and vote against the government. This was her third time doing so, and the sanctions, I think the first time she lost her speaking rights for a couple of months, the second time she lost, she was suspended from the party for, I believe it was 6 months. But these sanctions are really much more severe, very serious sanctions. You know, not only is she, I suppose, booted from the party effectively for 15 months, she's also losing the membership of her Dáil committees. She's also the chair of the Budget Oversight Committee. And that's quite a serious one, I suppose, with Green Party councillors coming out today and even publicly on Twitter expressing their concerns at the severity of those sanctions.
So they feel that she's been treated unfairly, do they?
Very much so. You know, Nasa Horgan, I suppose, would represent within the party very much maybe the Catherine Martin side, the rebel side, not so much the side that would be maybe perhaps more conservative and back Eamon Ryan. So those people who are younger in the party, who are more outspoken, who perhaps don't like Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, maybe disagree with the decision to go into government with those two parties, you know, they perhaps would feel more on side with Nasa.
And there was also some doubt about Patrick Costello, her Green Party colleague, about what he would do. He hadn't told anybody what way he was intending to vote, but he ultimately voted in line with the government, Gabby.
Yes, I mean, there was indications, I think I reported even last week that, you know, I suppose he was weighing up his options, but there were indications that he may not vote against the government because the motion, of course, that Sinn Féin put forward, it's not legally binding. So win, lose or draw, the eviction ban was going to end regardless. Of course, it puts political pressure on the government. But I think, you know, once you voted against the government once or twice, it really gets quite serious, and it's not something that you should be doing unless you feel very, very seriously about the issue. And in the end, he voted with the government. So it's really NASA that's facing those sanctions, and
okay,
not anybody else.
But more challenges to come with the votes that we'll talk about in a moment. But just on that matter, I was discussing with Minister Peter Burke, Gabby, earlier, the Minister for Older People, Mary Butler, who's raised concerns about the nursing home element of the deal that was struck with independence. What did she have to say on this?
Yeah, so really quite interesting to see Mary Butler and come out to say that, look, you know, this is the fair deal that we're talking about. Of course, she's a minister for older people. She's raising concerns that, you know, she wasn't consulted. She's also raising those fears that, you know, it might see people going into nursing homes earlier. That was a really key part of what got the regional independence over the line and won government support. And I think it's also interesting, even though this motion, like this Sinn Féin motion, was not legally binding. So regardless of what happened in the Dáil, the eviction ban was going to end. But the government really took it very seriously, and it spent time yesterday, like we saw, you know, Dara O'Brien going to meet TDs and effectively, you know, independent TDs were able to dictate government housing policy. They were able to say, we want this, we don't want that. Here's our, I suppose, not shopping list, but here's our couple of options.
Close
that
enough.
We want to
close
see.
Enough.
Very, very much so. I mean, the eight options that the regionals put forward. So it's interesting to see really the power that the government gave this motion, because, you know, even if it passed the Dáil, like, it wouldn't have been legally binding. So I think it's really interesting to see it. And now Minister Butler's coming out and saying, look, she's raising her own fears. So perhaps maybe the government even went a little bit too far to secure the backing of the independents.
Well, I saw some unnamed members of government parties today saying, telling reporters, look, what does this mean when it comes to budget time if we're so reliant on independents? And that's, I suppose, the fear for government, that the shopping won't stop now.
Yeah, and you're given, you know, independence power. Like, effectively now they can go to the government and say, this is a big issue in my local area. We know the independents, you know, normally push, I suppose, whatever's in their constituency, whatever is the big issue, they bring it to the tops of government. And that's what they're going to do now. They're going to say, look, for example, the tent and situ scheme is really big in my constituency. We need to push that, or the fair deal scheme. I want to see changes to that. And now they effectively have power. We know now that majority is won in the Dáil, which is very, very slim. Budget time is going to be an interesting one. I think, you know, for the government, it's easy for them on this point because there are a number of independent TDs that will just always, that have so far always backed the government. So, for example, Joe McHugh, who's left Fine Gael up in Donegal, you know, he's voted with the government on everything else apart from the Mica issue. So, you know, there will be a few old reliables they can bank on. But people, for example, like Verona Murphy, who, you know, she worked hard with government yesterday, but then she came out and she said, I'm actually not voting with the government. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the people that the government's going to have to keep on their side to have a bigger majority.
And of course, it's not over yet. We're going to be looking at two more high stakes Dáil votes on the issue next week, Abby. What's going to happen?
Yes, so very much so is the Labour motion of no confidence. That's going to be next week as well. Look, I think that's going to be really where the focus is, because we're going to see, again, opposition have to come out and, you know, they're going to make obviously all their points as to why government is failing on housing. But again, those independents, you know, what do the independents have to say? Do they have confidence in the government? Again, we can look to Nasa Horgan, you know, how is she going to vote on it? So that conversation really runs on. And there was also talk of Sinn Féin perhaps maybe having a second motion on the eviction ban.
Now, you're also writing today about how plans to free up 12,000 properties for long-term rentals, so they're in the short-term market, that they've been delayed due to the EU stalling on creating a new register for these short-term holiday lets. How big a blow is this for the government?
It really comes at bad timing. I mean, you know, they won the eviction ban vote yesterday, but government have to be seen to be making up as much housing as they possibly can. So cabinet ministers signed off last December on legislation to put in place this new register for short-term rentals to register. And I suppose the whole point of why they should have to log their properties is so that I suppose organisations can keep an eye on what's being advertised on the short-term rental websites, and that they're not exceeding, you know, the longer allowed period, because then you have to go for planning permission. But in a lot of cases, we did see properties on websites such as, for example, Booking.com, on Airbnb, and they would not have the required planning permission, even though they're being advertised all year round, when really they could be rented out long-term. So the EU did have to consider the Irish government proposals, and it has now told the Department of Tourism it's going to, I suppose, take its time for another couple of months up until December to give that legislation extra consideration. So it just means that the register, even though it was meant to be in place, government hoped even by June or even earlier than that, it might not be now December or even maybe early next year before it actually is put in place.
Just to clarify, that EU decision, does that completely stymie any action that our government could take?
So I was talking to sources last night trying to understand why the EU even has a say on this. So the European Commission did put in place its own proposals to clamp down on short-term rentals. I suppose the reason for it having to consider Irish laws is because it affects businesses that operate outside of Ireland. So, for example, like Airbnb, like Booking.com, and it has put a standstill on the legislation, the Irish legislation that Catherine Martin, who's the tourism minister, hoped to pass and have enacted. So what that means is that as long as the EU Commission is considering our Irish laws, we can't actually pass them here until we get the green light. Okay.
Gabby, thank you very much for running us through all of that. That's Gabby Agata-Fitzgaita from the Irish Independent. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.